Okay, our next presenter will be Dr. Mimi Kim. Dr. Mimi Kim is a research investigator at the Shep Center for Health Services Research and a research assistant professor in the School of Social Work at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Her primary research interests focus on clinical outcomes among adults with chronic illnesses, particularly mental illness, from a health services research context using quantitative and qualitative methods. She's also particularly interested in the influence of client and community preferences, client-provider relationships, and racial health disparities on clinical and service outcomes.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today, I'll be discussing the findings from an analysis I did to look at sources of information for men with prostate cancer. I'm going to try to go quickly through these repeated slides, but I'm acknowledging the same people, and I don't have any disclosures to share at this time. As most of you know, prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed malignancy and the second leading cause of cancer death for men in the U.S. And black men have a 60% increased risk of developing prostate cancer, twice the risk of developing distant disease, and twice the mortality relative to white men. Prostate cancer accounts for 11.1% of all cancer deaths and ranks fifth in overall cases of death among African-American men aged 45 and over. Perceptions in terms of perceptions regarding prostate health and knowledge about the importance of prostate cancer screening seem to be highly dependent on education and income. In some studies, black men demonstrate less knowledge regarding various aspects of prostate cancer. I'm distracted by the activity in the back. Other studies have found that while black men appear to have worse outcomes or have less use of aggressive therapy after controlling for socioeconomic status, there are no significant differences found. Even among men attending prostate cancer screening, black men demonstrated significantly less prostate cancer knowledge. Research has found that men who are screened for prostate cancer are less likely to die from prostate cancer than those men who are not screened. Therefore, cancer prevention and control efforts have primarily focused on early detection. There have been a number of trials specifically focused on decision aids for prostate cancer, and various societies like the American Cancer Society and NCI have emphasized the importance of screening for groups that may be at heightened risk, such as men of African descent or those with a family history of disease. But little research has looked at other forms of information and other modes of dissemination beyond the usual, the printed materials and internet, and with little attention to culture. So the larger study that Dr. Thorpe reviewed, I'm going to skip these two in the interest of time. Okay, here's the meat of the analysis. Can you all see that? Okay. A little small. Okay, so the variables in the analysis are grouped into four different domains: demographics, one's own treatment and diagnosis variables, then treatment and diagnosis variables of relatives, and social support variables. As far as the outcome variable of the analysis, you can see that a quarter of the sample reported that they made a decision about their prostate cancer treatment with the influence of another. According to the demographics domain, all men in the study were diagnosed with prostate cancer. Just under half were black, and all the men were older than 34 years of age. According to the second domain, less than 10% reported a previous diagnosis of other cancer, but a high majority, all over 90%, identified talking to a doctor, discussing treatment with a doctor, talking to a healthcare professional when deciding about their prostate cancer treatment, and also receiving information from print, internet, and video sources. As far as the relatives' diagnosis and treatment bureaus, you can see that 99%, a majority talked about their treatment options with relatives who have had cancer. And a good majority sought treatment either due to a relative having a good experience, a bad experience, a relative not seeking treatment, but also 77%, that doesn't make sense. That is a contradictory finding, that last part, did not seek treatment because a relative had a bad experience with his treatment. Am I right? Is that confusing to everyone else? I guess we can save that for the discussion, but right, that seems a little, okay. So, and then the final domain in terms of social support, the majority of people feel distant from their friends. They also receive support from family, and yet a little confusing is, again, this majority of people still feeling like they receive support from friends and neighbors. So the last one could be a difference because those are people who they consider friends and neighbors in their daily life as opposed to, you know, an expanded circle of friends network. I wanted to revisit Dr. Thorpe's slide that looks at the sources of information by race at this point, because it's interesting considering the overview of the sample that I've given, that is just the entire sample. There's some interesting contrasts. So you can see that, for example, we know that overall print and video internet sources are the most reported in the sample. Yet according to this, the same sources, particularly internet, are significantly more popular for white men. Video is slightly more prevalent for black men, but not statistically more. And further, information from societies is a much larger source of information for white men than black men, but for only 29% in our sample, significantly less than the other forms of information in our group. So distinct racial differences. These statistically significant differences suggest a disparity not only in the prostate cancer burden, but one that can also be traced in terms of certain forms of information and ways of communication. This is the multivariate model. And for this, I ran a logistic, a GE model with logistic link function. In the first column, you'll see that I ran bivariate associations for each of the independent variables. The second column are domain models that run only the variables in each of the domains. So the second column presents the significant findings from four separate models. And then the third column is a multivariable model. All independent variables were included. It's an interesting way to see what significance is retained in various, you know, a couple of different perspectives on the variables. From this, you can see that race is significant. It's not lined up here, but race is significant across the three different steps. So you can also see that seeking advice about treatment from family is also consistently significant. And then discussing your treatment choices with your doctor is significant in the domain and multivariable models. So we can see that race is consistently important when looking at sources, when looking at whether or not people make treatment decisions with the influence of others. In terms of sources of information, print, the finding about print being significant is not too surprising. We know that. It's also not surprising that people who make decisions with influence from others are also seeking advice about treatment from family. That was consistent across all the models. So it brings up the question of how family can be tied more into the whole dissemination process. That could be a topic for discussion, but if family is so prominent and so influential in the treatment process, that is a potential source to tap into. There are many sources of information and influences that can impact men, regardless of race, treatment decisions when coping with prostate cancer. This analysis hopefully highlights the importance of specific healthcare professionals, specific types of information, and other key informants who can significantly impact the decision-making process for men. The results also intimate the potential importance of social networks in the decision-making process. That brings me to the end of my